All right, 5:37 right now. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Barb Van Ooy, who is the policy analyst for the city of Colorado Springs. And we're going to be talking about a very important workshop that's going to be coming up. We're going to discuss right now the Renter's Rights Workshop. And Barb, thanks for joining us this afternoon. This is a really important topic, and I would imagine that a lot of great information is going to be taken from the workshop. Let's get into it. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yep,
it is a really important issue for people.
Yep, I have to ask you how you are because it is a Friday. But this renter's workshop, when is it and what's going to be discussed?
Sure, so this is our fourth this year renter rights workshop, and it's coming up Tuesday evening, November 9th, this next Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's online.
And let's get into it right now. So what is going to be discussed during the workshop? And you mentioned it's going to be online, so anybody can log on. You can go to the city's website to get the log-on information. But what do renters have to know when it comes to their rights and things like that?
Sure. Well, although such a huge proportion of our residents are renters, it actually turns out that landlord-tenant law is pretty complex. It can be really hard to understand. And so if you're a renter and you get into a conflict with your tenant, with your landlord, or if you're a landlord and you get into a conflict with your tenant, it's not always that easy to kind of figure out what the rights and responsibilities are. So in the Community Development Division for the city, part of what we do is help kind of promote fair housing. And so that's where this comes in. We are partnering with Colorado Legal Services, the Justice Center, and Colorado Housing Connect. So we'll have actually a staff attorney from Colorado Legal Services. His specialty is landlord-tenant law. And he does an incredibly thorough job of just basically taking us through all of the different areas of landlord-tenant law, issues with your lease, issues with habitability, if something's not working, something that's really important to healthy living in a healthy place, issues around withholding rent. You know, are you allowed to do that if you think your landlord's doing something wrong? There really are just a huge, breadth of issues that people sometimes can get into conflict about. And so the workshop is really meant to just educate people about what are the rights and responsibilities.
And I would imagine that a lot of people log on and, they're obviously interested because they're logged on. But when it comes to COVID and the pandemic and where we sit right now, and, for the longest time, the rent was frozen and landlords themselves didn't know what, some of them didn't know what they could or could not do. All of that is out the window right now when it comes to COVID, right? So now it's time to get everybody on the same page.
Right. The federal moratorium has ended, and I think there may still be a sort of extended period for evictions in Colorado, but those COVID protections in terms of evictions have been lifted. I do want to mention, though, for folks who have continued to be unable to pay their rent as a result of COVID for a job loss or something like that, there is still emergency rental assistance funding available for folks, and we'll also talk about that at the workshop. But you can also find a link for that at the Community Development City website. So renters who had been thinking, well, I can't be evicted because of COVID and there's this moratorium, that's not the case anymore.
Right.
So those rights and responsibilities are in place. One thing also I wanted to mention, folks might not be aware of, is that just this last year, the Colorado legislature passed two new laws that affect landlord-tenant sort of restrictions or, what the laws are in terms of how many times a landlord can raise their rent or how many days late rent has to be before they can start charging a late fee, how much the late fees can be. So even folks who have been relatively familiar with what those laws are should come.
Well, what is it now?
A bunch of new ones.
You've piqued my interest, because how many times can the landlord raise the rent?
So unfortunately, I have not yet become an expert on the new laws. One of them in particular has a large number of provisions.
Okay.
So if I said anything, it would be guessing, okay. And I'm not sure that I should.
Yeah. No. But you can say, and this will be the final question, and again, we really appreciate it. And we're also going to talk about this on Monday as well, because it's a really important issue. Does it amaze you how high the rent prices are in Colorado Springs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The prices of both rent and homes.
Yeah.
Average home price just went up above $500,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it is
so
amazing.
Even before all of this, we were tracking the change. I mean, rent and housing was already getting more and more expensive over the past 10 years and more.
Right.
But wages have not kept up.
Exactly.
The wages have been stable.
That's
so
right.
It is becoming harder and harder. And really, one of the reasons we're doing this is we want to keep people housed as much as possible. So one of the purposes of this is just to ensure that we don't have unjust evictions happening.
Yeah, no doubt. Barb, we're short on time. I don't want to cut you off, but we are going to talk about this again on Monday. Appreciate all the information. And again, we'll talk down the road. It's a very important issue. Thanks again for your time. We appreciate it.